In Quebec City, the Summit of the Americas has resumed for a second day. President Bush is among the 34 leaders in attendance. He has been a strong supporter of the most controversial proposal before that body, a free trade agreement that would cover the entire Western Hemisphere. Already this morning, the president has endorsed the plan in a speech at the convention center. NPR's Don Gagne joins us from Quebec City. Don, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And please tell us what Mr. Bush said.
Well, it was a relatively short speech. It was just 12 minutes long. It promoted democracy and open trade for the region as two things that, when intertwined, can really be an important tool to fight poverty and the other problems in the hemisphere. The president also proudly noted that there are 34 democratic nations here. Every country in the Western Hemisphere, save one, Cuba, because they are not a democracy, were not invited, are not part of this organization. But the president talked about the progress of the last 15 years in the spread of democracy in the Western Hemisphere. Now, you know, the protests have been going on outside, just a couple of blocks from where we are right now, where the working session is underway. There were a number of arrests last night and some violent clashes between protesters and police. Well, the president this morning said he's here to learn and to listen to those, he said, inside the hall and outside the hall. Mm-hmm. The key being he wants to listen to those who will join in constructive discussion of free trade, and you know, that of course being the primary issue that has drawn the protesters here.
Mm-hmm. And Don, increased security there in the convention center?
There is a tremendous amount of security here. We're all wearing multiple badges, and it seems like every time you walk 20 feet, somebody's walking up to you, looking at all the badges around your neck to make sure you are where you're supposed to be and where you are allowed to be. And then outside, again, I'm inside the perimeter in the secure area, but there are police and Royal Canadian Mounted Police everywhere, and officials with gas masks on. And all that kind of gear, just in case there's trouble. So there's a real sense of a heightened emergency today.
Mm-hmm. Don, to broker a deal on this proposed trade pact, President Bush said that he needs fast-track authority, as it's called, from Congress. What do you believe his prospects for getting that are like?
Well, it's not going to be easy. It lapsed under President Clinton because of concerns that Democrats in Congress had over the North American Free Trade Agreement and concerns they had about you know, the environment and labor standards in other countries. The president doesn't use that word fast track anymore. In fact, a senior administration official said this week that anytime anybody uses that term in the White House, they could find a dollar. The new euphemism is trade promotion authority, but they're looking for the same thing. With that, you know, Congress can vote up or down on any trade deal, but can't alter it, giving the president a much stronger negotiating position when he's talking to these other countries. But again, there are still very real concerns in Congress about these kinds of deals. And right now, it doesn't look like he's got the votes, though he promises to intensify his negotiations with Congress to try to win that by the end of the year.
Don, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking with us from Quebec City.